Now, you might have seen, and we talked about it in the news, Labour have launched a big campaign on domestic violence today. Separately, there's another story going on. In March of this year, the Conservative MP David Ruffley was arrested and cautioned for assaulting his then-girlfriend during an altercation in London. Now, it took a while for this story to come out, but the MP for Bury St Edmunds has now been resisting calls by some people in his constituency to stand down over his behaviour. And the clamour grew louder last week when the contents of a letter written by the Dean of St Edmundsbury Cathedral, Francis Ward, were leaked on the internet. She told him he needed to seek help and consider his position, which she feels is untenable. Addressed to Mr Ruffley directly and copied to a number of senior Conservatives, the Dean's letter described her meeting with Mr Ruffley's former girlfriend, Wendy Drew, after the assault. And the Dean wrote that Miss Drew winced in obvious pain when she went to hug her. The Conservative Party says the Chief Whip is looking at the case. In response, David Ruffley has released a statement via his lawyers expressing his deep regret over the incident last March. He said he had apologised to his former partner and she had accepted it. So, should the matter now be closed or should he step down, regardless of whether he's apologised or not? Is domestic violence so serious that somebody who does it can't be an MP anymore? Do call us 0500 288 291, email vine@bbc.co.uk, and there's Twitter and Facebook as well. Very busy today. We're joined by Andrew Sinclair, who's political correspondent for the BBC in East Anglia. And just tell us then, Andrew, first of all, what happened between David Ruffley and his former partner earlier this year?
Well, we're not completely sure. What we do know is that the police were called to his flat near Westminster on a Saturday evening back in March. They arrested Mr. Ruffley, and after a few hours in the cells, he accepted a police caution for assault. And the police say they believe that this was a domestic incident. Now, we don't know how serious this assault was. Mr. Ruffley's partner has not spoken publicly about the matter, but she's reportedly told friends that it was a very scary experience. Mr. Ruffley, until last week, was refusing to say anything about this, although he's reportedly told his friends that this was a minor argument and it's been blown out of all proportion.
OK, but he accepted the caution, crucially. And then we get to last week and this intervention from the Dean of St Edmundsbury Cathedral. So, Andrew, if I can, I'm just going to just play out some of this letter voiced by a producer. Her name is Frances Ward. She met the ex-partner. She then heard from Mr Ruffley and she went, if you like, public with the letter because she sent it to about six people. And let's hear the text.
On Monday, on the phone, I heard your lengthy justification and defence of yourself, but I think I need to question your version of events. You tried to convince me that in the incident back in March, there was blame on both sides. When I visited Ms. Drew in March, a day or so after the event, and went to hug her as my usual greeting, she winced in obvious pain. She told me, as a friend and her priest, of the events of the evening that led to your arrest and how frightened she had been of your rage and violent behaviour. But I cannot let you try to tell me that it was only a little local incident or that she was at fault. I must remind you of the seriousness of the assault and that you were arrested, not her. I have not, in recent months, said anything which would breach the confidentiality of that pastoral visit with Ms. Drew in March. She's given me her permission to send this letter. It is my opinion that you need help to come to terms with your behaviour, and I suggest that you seek professional guidance about your health and well-being. I've copied others into this letter in the hope that such help might be forthcoming to support you through this difficult time. I hope you take on board the extent of the concerns that I shared with you for the sake of the town of Bury St Edmunds and the Conservative Party. It is my belief that you have lost the confidence of a significant proportion of your former supporters and should reconsider your position.
So that's the text of the letter from the Dean to Mr Ruffley. And Andrew Sinclair, that's devastating.
Yeah, and this changed things very dramatically because after 4 weeks of silence and no one really wanting to talk about this at all, suddenly we get all this detail. And you're right, the Dean doesn't mince her words, does she?
And the reaction among, well, we'll hear David Ruffley's comments in a second, but among others to her intervention.
Well, suddenly this letter upped the pressure on Mr. Roughly, and a story which Mr. Roughly thought would go away if he said nothing hasn't. Interestingly, it's what it did to the Conservative Party, because the Conservative Party for the last month has been sticking to a one-line statement which says this matter was dealt with by the police at the time and we consider the case closed. Suddenly, when this letter became public, the Tory Party realised they had to be seen to do more about this. So they have now said that they've referred the matter to the Chief Whip, to Michael Gove, and it's now in Michael Gove's inbox to deal with. And as Chief Whip, he could make Mr. Roughly apologise further. He could withdraw the party whip from him. He could even put pressure on him to stand down.
And David Roughly has released a statement now himself. Again, this has been voiced up by a producer. Let's hear it.
In March this year, an incident occurred between me and my former partner, resulting in inappropriate action on my part, which I deeply regret, in respect of which I accepted a police caution for common assault. The incident was dealt with by the police, and I accepted responsibility for my actions at the time. Sometime later, I telephoned my former partner to apologise. I am pleased to be able to say that she has accepted my apology, and we both consider the matter closed. I have refrained from making any public statement on this matter, as it is deeply personal. It is my understanding that my former partner wishes the incident to remain private. I regret this matter in its entirety and the position in which I put my former partner, and I now ask that her privacy be respected. I wish to stress that I would never condone domestic violence under any circumstances.
So the words of David Roughly, who assaulted his partner, and he's in a very, very difficult position now. Andrew, yeah. What do you think is going to happen? I know that's an impossible question.
Well, it's interesting, this one, because there has been a storm on social media and in quite a few of the newspapers over the last few days. A lot of people attacking Mr. Roughly and saying, look, come on, saying this is a private matter and you've apologised is not good enough. I have spoken to some people, both in politics and outside politics, who say, look, his position is now untenable. I spoke to one MP the other day who said, we get domestic violence cases in our surgeries all the time. How on earth can we, or how necessarily could Mr. Roughly now look people in the face when they come to him with their domestic violence problems after something like this? But I've also spoken to people who say, look, he says it's a private matter. He's apologised. His former girlfriend's forgiven him. We shouldn't be going over old ground. We should just let this matter rest. What's going to happen next? The local association have called an extraordinary meeting for this Thursday. They're going to discuss the case then. We expect Mr. Roughly to attend that meeting. I think something, one way or another, will probably happen then.
Thank you very much, Andrew Sinclair, political correspondent for the BBC in East Anglia. And Labour may or may not be coincidence doing a whole domestic violence campaign today, although not mentioning Mr. Roughly. Bernard Sargent is local resident of Bury St Edmunds and a member of the local Conservative Party Association, so very much involved in this, joins us now, as does Eleanor Rahan from the Bury St Edmunds branch of the Fawcett Society. Eleanor, you go first. Do you believe he should stand down?
Oh, definitely. We've been calling for this from the beginning when the incident first became public knowledge. He's an MP. He's in a position where he's been represented by people to act on our behalf. He works for the structures in our society which are supposed to deal with social problems. They legislate against things like this. He cannot remain in office.
Bernard Sargent.
Hello there.
What do you make of that?
Well, we do have these odd female organisations that look for equality, and I think they've got it these days. But I mean, what I would say is that David Roughly has been our MP for 17 years. He's done an excellent job both in the House of Commons and for his constituents, and he's obviously well liked because at the time that he was originally appointed, he had a majority of 368. Since that time, it's gradually increased, and in 2010, the last election, his majority was 12,380.
With any boundary changes or not?
Pardon?
Boundary changes involved in that?
There was a boundary change,
right.
Yes.
Okay.
At the time that he was first elected.
But people didn't know at that time that he assaulted his partner?
No. But anyway, I mean, all these things happen behind closed doors. The police were obviously called, and he was given a caution. But at that time, neither the police nor the offended party actually called for charges where they could have done. Subsequently, as far as I was concerned, the matter was closed at that point. It was a private matter, and as in most domestic issues, I suggest it's six of one and half a dozen of the other. Nobody really knows what went on, and I'm surprised that the Dean should take this situation and publicly become judgmental.
Okay.
Eleanor, started the ball rolling.
I can tell Eleanor wants to come back in. Eleanor.
Oh, definitely. I mean, odd female organisations. Firstly, the Fawcett is the leading UK charity for women's equality and rights. Women don't have equality these days. There's only one in five of our MPs are women for a start. Domestic violence is prevalent in our society. It happens statistically more to women. Yes, it happens behind closed doors. That's why it should be made a public issue. In this case, it happens statistically unequally to women. Women sometimes take 35 incidents to come forward on domestic violence. If an MP who has committed an offence of domestic violence is left in office, what message is that giving to women? Oh, it's fine, forget about it, nothing will happen.
But I suppose the guy is elected, as Bernard's pointed out, and he can't just be removed by Twitter.
Oh, no, he can't be removed by Twitter, but he can be removed by the Constituency Association. I've been calling from the start for them to hold a vote of no confidence in him and to deselect him.
Are
That's
you doing
what
that?
They should do.
Bernard, are you doing that on Thursday or what?
No, I'm not part of that. It's a meeting with the committee. I'm only an ordinary member.
Do you think they should have a vote to see whether he's supported or not?
Well, that will come at the next election, won't it?
But how, I mean, as Eleanor is saying, how can you have as a candidate a man who beats up his girlfriend?
Well, why not? Are you saying to me, I mean, there are very few people in life that have not done something that they subsequently regret. And they shouldn't vilify the man. Hey, what will happen if he's defrocked, for a better word, is that his career will be completely vilified. And you'll be out of a job. Why should they have the right to do that?
Can you give him one more chance, Eleanor?
Sorry, one more chance. His career will be over, but what about the women whose lives are destroyed by domestic violence?
No, but he's not responsible for all of that, Eleanor. I mean, that's
no.
hundreds of thousands of
but
people.
But he is a public representative. He is elected to represent us in Parliament, and Parliament acts on our behalf in terms of social issues like domestic violence.
So any infraction at all, and the MP has to stand down, is that correct?
I think this is a particular social issue that the Conservative Party... Yeah, very, very serious social issue. It happens unequally to women. The Conservative Party have tried to send a message out just last week with the reshuffle that they are promoting women. They believe that women need to be advanced in political life, and yet then they're going to support an MP who has done this.
And out of interest, Eleanor, do you believe that the victim, Wendy's, position on this is relevant? In other words, if she says, look, leave him alone, he's suffered enough, is that the end of it? Or does this get taken away from the victim and into other people's hands now?
But he's a public official, and this is what we've got to address. He is an MP. It's not a private matter. He is an MP.
So the victim doesn't have the right to say what the punishment is?
She has a right to speak. Obviously, it's happened to her, but she hasn't spoken. That's the problem. She's been silenced for whatever reason.
What if she said, look, he's suffered enough?
She hasn't, though.
No, I'm just asking theoretically. So you could well argue that actually the victim doesn't have a voice at this point, because victims often get cowed by the aggressor. So I'm just wondering what your view is on that.
I don't know. I don't know if she's going to speak. But the issue is, I mean, Mr. Ruffley himself didn't speak for 4 weeks, and yet he is an MP who represents his constituents. I think already he's let his constituents down by not speaking himself.
Bernard, you're one of the constituents. Did you know that he'd assaulted his girlfriend?
No, I didn't. As far as I was concerned, it was a private matter. It's exactly what he thought as well. And there was no need for him to speak out. Why should he?
But is everything that you do inside your own home a private matter?
I would consider it to be, yes. In my life, unfortunately, my wife is no longer alive. But for the 52 years that I was married, we had ups and downs and we had arguments. And on one occasion, she actually hit me. But I didn't take offence at that. I thought it was partly my fault anyway.
Okay,
and
thank you.
I should say that the same thing has happened in this case.
Thank you very much for coming on. Bernard Sargent, local resident in David Ruffley's constituency, and he's a member of the Conservative Party Association. And also Eleanor Rahan, who's with the Fawcett Society, also in Bury St Edmunds.